to Think Like the Enemy, the podcast where we challenge the conventional wisdom and explore alternative viewpoints on the world's most pressing issues. Your host is Frankie Aviles, and every week he'll be joined by a guest commentator to debate the pros and cons of some of the most controversial and consequential policies and actions in history. Even if history is today.
Is today.
From climate change to human rights. From trade wars to cyber attacks. And from democracy to authoritarianism. We'll try to understand the logic, motivations, and implications of the different sides of the argument. Whether you're curious about the complexity and diversity of global politics, or you want to broaden your perspective and critical thinking, this podcast is for you. So tune in and get ready to think like the enemy.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Think Like the Enemy. Today, we have a very interesting program for you. Today, I'm going to give you some of the actual pieces of information that are being flown around the world for you to actually view and for you to digest it. We're going to talk about how Chuck Schumer decided to say some actual comments speaking out against Benjamin Netanyahu, Prime Minister of Israel. We're going to talk about Japan just raised its interest rates for the first time in 17 years. We're also going to talk about how the Supreme Court, and this is just sent out today, will not be actually blocking, for now, aggressive, quote-unquote, illegal immigration laws. We have another couple pieces of news that we're going to talk about as well that are interesting at their core, because there have been comments made by different people in our political spectrum that need to be heard. So with that in mind, we're going to switch to our actual screen. And here we go. For those of you who are not watching, I will be reading all of these for you. And this is going to be a very quick conversation. I'm not going to do anything different, anything crazy for that matter. If you would, the first piece of news that I wanted to talk about was, and this is an hour ago in the LA Times, that Trump said that Jews who vote for Democrats hate Israel and their religion. Last week in the Free Speech podcast, I actually talked about this, but it was the expression said by an actual representative in San Antonio saying that Trump or Latinos for Trump are basically like Jews for Hitler. And we can see how, unfortunately, President Trump or former President Trump has actually fallen trap to the same rhetoric that the left is using. I don't agree with his comments. I agree that anybody that wants to vote for anybody can do it so freely because this is America. And nothing should matter more than the freedoms that all Americans have. That is the first thing. Second of all, if you like this kind of content so far, this type of commentator, I want you to like, share, comment, and subscribe. Your support means the world to me, and it means the world to the effort that we're trying to do. So thank you again. Please like, share, comment, and subscribe. We have that in addition to this comment, of course, the actual left is going to take the narrative and shift it in a way that is possible, but we're just reading the actual headlines, so that way we can condense them, comprise them, and give them to you raw, the way that it was intended to be read. We have that on top of that, U.S. lawmakers have actually reached a deal and an agreement to fund the government. It is a preliminary deal, but the government will stay funded and open. Okay, great. We have also that retired General McKenzie Jr. said that he is the one to be actually called at fault for the actual issues in Abbeygate. For those of you that didn't know what happened in Abbeygate, 13 U.S. service members died that day because of an actual attack by the Taliban while we were trying to flee the country of Afghanistan. I think that this particular notion that the general did it himself, it is one that shouldn't have been done because ultimately the withdrawal order came from the top. So you shouldn't take actual fault for something that you did not create yourself. So General, I disagree with you. And the idea to try to shift the narrative and the truth for the American public, it is completely asinine and it shouldn't happen. So please refrain from doing that because you are not the ultimate person that made it happen. Did things happen in your watch that could have been better? Absolutely, sir, but you were just following orders. So, and with that in mind, and in hindsight, we need to understand that ultimately you were not the actual cause of the Abigate incident. A lot more factors came into play when it happened in the ground. So please do not say that. The American people know what's happening. It's right in front of them. We don't need to be actually peddled and talked to like if we were children. We can see the writing in the wall, sir. On top of that, we have that in Hong Kong approves a new national security law that worries foreign executives. A new national security law in China that worries executives. I wonder why. Is it because the actual push of the CCP is to completely take into account that they are an actual police state and they don't care what the people are actually saying? I can agree with that. The global era of negative interest rates ends, and that is completely true. It will not continue because people need to start making money because markets are collapsing. There's also talks in the IMF board that clears a review of Bangladesh $4.7 billion bailout. And we're going to read this one out loud. The LitArc article gist, it is $469 million in independent access to Bangladesh from the IMF and $221 billion for climate change action agenda in Bangladesh as part of a $4.7 billion by the IMF. We see how the actual IMF continues to peddle to Agenda 2030 and making climate a hoax, the actual forefront for everything that they're doing and funding across the globe. It is interesting to see how an actual country can topple, how an actual country can go and suffer in the way that they have suffered before. And yet again, nobody gives a crap about it. It is really interesting. Then we see that Sri Lanka's economic reform program is starting to work. Keep at it for food recovery. So Sri Lanka had one of the best economies, like ever. And then all of a sudden, they started actually doing the things that Agenda 2030 wanted, and they did it very accelerated. They stopped using actual fertilizers. They stopped using gas vehicles. They basically pedaled to Agenda 2030 in a way that nobody had ever seen it before. And yet again, they toppled their economy. Now it's actually regaining traction. Why could that be? An interesting notion, that is for sure. China turns on the charm for foreigners, but its allure has faded. I wonder why. Is it because you have a police state that controls everything that your citizens do at every single time? I don't know. Maybe that is a question. This is going to be the end of the video. If you like this type of very quick news gist, like, share, comment, subscribe, and let's ask the questions in the comment line below. So I appreciate you for being here. Thank you. These have been some of the international news. My idea is that everything is pointing to the wrong direction because we're going backwards. We're not going forward. We're not actually allowing. And you can see how all these stories that I have picked out are interconnected. We are not allowing the full grasp of the people in the global construct. And we understand America is the only country that actually has in its writings and its actual constitution that the people are basically in charge. That is not what happens in America or in the globe. Sorry. How can we fix that? I don't know if we can fix it, in all honesty. I know that in America we can because we have the power to do so because we, the people, control the power. It could be a shift in the actual narrative of our world in a way that has never been seen before. But yet again, we need to continue to have these conversations. Thank you for watching. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I appreciate your kindness. God bless you. God bless America. And I will see you in the next one. Thank you so much.
That's it for this episode of Think Like the Enemy. We hope you've enjoyed the discussion and gained new insights and perspectives on today's issue. If you did, please leave us a rating and review on your favorite podcast platform and share this episode with your friends. You can also follow us on social media and send us your feedback, questions, and suggestions for future topics. Thank you for listening. And remember, the best way to understand the world is to think like the enemy. Until next time, Frankie A. Viles, signing off.